May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So yesterday, your vestry spent a day on retreat at the Bethany House of Prayer. And every year, the vestry, the newly formed vestry, has a retreat. But for the last 3 years, our retreats have been quite kind of functional. They've been looking at devising a strategic plan, looking at how we can function better as a vestry. We've examined ministries, and they've been kind of almost like management retreats. But this year, we had a very different kind of retreat. Having completed our strategic plan and having had one of the big bits of feedback that from the congregation that we want to grow in the depth of our spirituality, the vestry went away to explore what it is to be, what it is to grow in the depth of our spirituality. What does it mean to be people of faith? And it was a very kind of powerful and intimate experience we had together. We kicked off with a hearty breakfast made by Michael Vannon and his wife, the church warden, to fortify ourselves for the work ahead. But then after spending time around the breakfast table with lots of lively chatter, we were asked by the retreat leader to go away in silence, individually, and to reflect on a particular question. And that question was, what has been a burning bush moment in your life? And what he meant by that was, he reminded us of the story from Exodus about when Moses had fled from Egypt and gone into the desert. God grabbed his attention with a burning bush that made him stop and think and reflect. And our retreat leader was asking us about to reflect upon a particular burning bush moment in our lives when we felt that something had happened that in which we had heard the voice of God suddenly kind of stopping us and arresting us and grabbing our attention in a way that kind of shifted things for us in the life of our faith. But I guess evangelicals might call that a conversion moment. But I think for Episcopalians, a burning bush moment kind of resonated a bit more with us. So people went away in the retreat house. We went to different rooms and we spent half an hour reflecting on our own lives about the burning bush moment we had. And then we were called to gather with three other people in small groups and share that our reflection with each other. Then after that, we gathered together with the whole group, and those who wished to report back and speak did so. And I think that what was really interesting for us is that, as Episcopalians, we don't spend a lot of time talking about our faith with each other. We'll talk about almost anything else, the Red Sox, the weather, our holidays, but rarely do we actually talk about our faith. And what was interesting was to see how willing people were to be really vulnerable and in really letting people to have a view of their souls. And what was interesting in that was that people had been willing in the silence to be vulnerable to themselves about how God was working in their souls. And that in itself was an interesting thing. But one of the things that people said in this plenary session was, we'd only been on the retreat for like an hour and a half by this stage, was how grateful they were to have been given this opportunity to spend half an hour in silence reflecting on their spiritual lives. And a number of people said that. And as I think about this season of Lent, which we're just entering into, it's above all a season in which we are invited into make times of silence in our lives, to reflect on the burning bush moments in our lives, but also to reflect on what does it mean to be a disciple of Christ? What does it mean to be a follower of Christ in general and in your life in particular? And what gets in the way of you being a disciple of Christ. And this is what Jesus went into the wilderness to explore. He went into the wilderness to explore, what is God calling me to do? What's going to get in my way of being that person God wishes me to be? Now, I was saying to Kat just before the service that the trouble with Lent is that 40 days is almost an overwhelming sense of, do I have to spend 40 days in the wilderness reflecting on that? And there's almost like a built-in sense, I'm going to fail at the beginning. I'm never going to manage 40 days. But after our retreat yesterday, it made me think that how much value there is even in spending half an hour reflecting on our spiritual lives. And so I want to invite you this Lent to do lots of things, perhaps, but to do one thing, if nothing else. That is to spend half an hour in silence, thinking about what does it mean to follow Christ? What is that? What is the content of following Christ? What am I called to be? And what is it that gets in my way of being that person? And holding that up to God in prayer, but perhaps for the rest of Lent, maybe that's the exercise. Spend that half an hour reflecting on what gets in your way, and then spend the rest of Lent holding that up to God. What I noticed was at one stage I kind of walked around the room where the house where people were, that people seemed to be sitting and writing in that half an hour. And so that may be quite a helpful thing to do in this half an hour, is to have a bit of paper and kind of write down what is a disciple of Christ look like, and then what are the things that get in my way. And that act of writing often for people can be, you know, quite a helpful focal point, rather than do I just sit here for half an hour and just muse, or but if you sit and write, it can really help focus your mind. So I offer you this as a discipline. I would love to see what you have to write. If any of you want to share it with me, I would love to see, but that isn't a prerequisite. Amen.